Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The hotline is ringing.
Let me see. Wonder who could that be?
And I'll explain all that. Let's see. If I do this.
And I do this.
Do we have Jimmy Carter?
Yes.
How about that?
Look at that.
Jimmy, let me explain here, because we didn't get a chance to hook up here before. You know, with Eric gone this week, and we got a shortage of folks doing all kinds of things, like building new towers and whatever, for the first time in 30 years, I am flying this airplane. Myself.
Oh my God! Really?
And you know, I used to do that all the time, but back then it was like the Wright brothers and Piper Cubs, and you know, this is a 777. You know, it has changed. So a little mechanical issue there, but Dennis Ferris is sitting in. You remember Dennis?
Oh my goodness, we're bringing back all kinds of oldies but goodies today.
Great friend of the show, Jimmy Carter's report, of course.
Well, anyway, all you got to do is just pot the mic up on this. And I do a live commercial. You don't really have anything to do until it's over. So you be preparing the end break there near the top of the hour.
Oh, now you made me nervous.
You can do it. You only have 20 minutes to think about it, though, so that's good. All right, there's a going out of business sale going on at the White House. I've been trying to check. Some of the reporting is breathless on Fox and some of the conservative media about what President Biden is doing. And they are correct. He's signing executive orders and doing this and doing that. He's not doing anything. I mean, his people behind him, the Barack Obama staff that's still running the White House.
There's zero doubt any of these calls are his.
No.
The guy doesn't even know where he's at.
Well,
he is angry, though. We do know he's angry because whenever they've let him unleash the last couple of days, he says he's cussing and, you know, doing all kinds of stuff.
Well, he's got Tourette's.
How about that the incident yesterday?
Which one? When he went down to New Orleans?
Yeah, he's talking to reporters, and somehow he was offended about his interaction with world leaders. And he literally, and there, some networks are running it without the bleep, and he's saying, listen, in my time, I've created relationships with more blankety-blank world leaders than you can ever even name. He was mad.
He's angry. And so the fact, I have no doubt that he is, all right, what is this? Well, it's the green and it's about water heaters. Okay, let's ban oil. So, okay, we're going to stop that government leases. Blah, blah, blah.
What's this? We're going to let 11 people out of Gitmo today.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that one, but nothing surprises me. He's kind of cleaning out the petty cash drawer before the next people come in. He's doing it all. Now, some of it is not as bad as it sounds. Some of it is bad. And some of it can't be changed on the first day like Trump wants to do. Some of it requires a congressional act to undo. And so there's going to have to be some – it's going to create a mess. So if he keeps blowing smoke up a wild bull's tail, he may regret that months from now.
But may I because I talked about this yesterday. I think some of the outrage is just not well thought out. I mean, a lot of that outrage because he gave the Medal of Freedom to Hillary Clinton and to George Soros.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. I went back.
Liz Cheney, he gave her a big award, too.
Yeah.
It was whoever could make you mad,
but,
you know, on the right side.
But I went back and looked. When Donald Trump was president, besides, say, a Rush Limbaugh or whatever, that was controversial.
Yeah. That was
big. He gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Stuart Adelson, who was the big Vegas financier of all the... He was the George Soros of the right after the Koch brothers.
Right.
Donald Trump did it, too. It's what they do. Big deal.
Yeah, it's what they do. You can't get too riled up about those things. But, you know, all this executive... Congress needs to maybe set some rules here about, you know, about this going out of business sale that that several presidents have done lately. You just don't want to go on, and particularly it would require Congress to do it because it's only people that could do it. And I think Trump's going to spend a lot of his people going to spend a lot of time in court. Now, with Trump getting ready to come in right now around the country, the longshoremen are having some private meetings and then some opening bargaining sessions, so they maybe can avoid going on a big strike at the court.
What was that last deal? Was just a temporary solution?
Was a cooling off period?
Yeah, okay. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. And their big issue is they don't want to lose jobs to automation.
AI.
Yeah. Well, we got a whole industry here that has lost jobs to automation, you know, probably about 75%, if not higher. And the longshoremen are trying, you know, they're trying to do all the things you study in school about feather bedding and all these other things that they do, you know, to have a person where a machine can do it better, but you're going to have a person guarding the machine and working with the machine when they don't need it. But they're trying to work on that to try to keep that in a calmer situation. Trudeau resigning as prime minister in Canada might not happen till October, might happen before that, but it's happening really all over the globe. When Trump was elected, it kind of seemed to have a ripple effect around the country with people who are fed up with their left-leaning green people. So we're going to see some changes. Could be interesting, but we'll just see how far they can go. U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, they're both suing to be able to make the deal. They've gone to federal court asking... they both want the same thing. Basically, they want to be able to do that $15 billion merger. I don't remember Trump's position on that, but I'm sure he has one. They certified his election yesterday. Again, they haven't learned much since the election at CNN. They, at every opportunity, every turn they have, you know, they're banging on Trump and trying to, you know, just stir up everything on that side. I get it, but I thought, at some point, in order to survive, they're going to have to go a little bit more to covering news like the weather and some other things and not get into partisan politics so much. It hasn't hurt Fox yet, but, I mean, there comes a time. I just wish some of them would just do the news. Golf. Have you heard about this? The TGL that's opening up, in fact, tonight, it's going to be on ESPN, the inaugural season of high-tech indoor golf.
Yeah, one of those new efforts to get the average person to like golf again.
Yeah, but it's indoors.
Indoor.
Which, you know, if you're in Connecticut today and you had an indoor golf course, that might be the place where you'd go. It's a big screen, bigger screen version of things, but it's it looks interesting. I may try to remember to tune that in. It's a custom football field size arena surrounded by 1,500 fans in Palm Beach, where fancy golf simulators combine with real tees and greens. Wow.
Must be a big building.
It looks interesting. It looks very interesting.
Until the first person gets hit in the head with a golf ball.
Yeah.
Like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader got the football to the head.
Yeah, she got bonged. She kept saying it didn't hurt. I bet that did probably ring her bell there for a second. But, yeah, it didn't look like that was fun. You know, the cheerleaders, that was brought back. I think the Dallas cheer, well, they're a lot more interesting and fun to watch than the football team, that's for sure. But you know, they only get like 22,000 a year, and with all the practices, they get, when you add it all up, it's about 22,000 a year for a job that's extremely demanding. And that's just amazing to me, with all these football players getting millions and millions and millions of dollars, that the cheerleaders, which is probably a bigger brand than any one or two football players, they get paid so little. And if you've ever watched some of those series that are on Netflix or used to be on CMT, those ladies work hard to stay in their job.
Hey, Jimmy, speaking of the Cowboys, did you see Jerry Jones on Landman?
Yes, I thought he did great.
Yeah, I thought Bob and I were talking about that earlier.
Off a prompter, I'm sure, but he did it well. His line, I was very impressed, because sometimes you get these people like that on there, and they look like they're acting, or they've just got two or three words. He had a monologue, and I'm sure he read it, but he didn't look like he was reading it. So
I haven't seen it yet, and that is a great show. There's no question, by the way, but. Let me ask you, does he play himself or?
Yes.
Okay. Well, made it a little easier.
And he was giving advice to, who was in?
Monty, John Hamm.
Oh, yeah, John Hamm, the rich guy who owns.
Yeah, the guy that owns the oil company. Right. Yep.
So he had a heart attack. Yeah, and he was trying to tell him that family is more important.
That's the job that business. That's the guy that Billy Bob Thornton works for, right. In this, he's right. This,
yeah, Billy
terrific
Bob's
series.
The landman for
yeah.
Him.
But Jerry Jones was very, and what he had to say that Taylor Sheridan wrote for him was very good, really very good. Fubo, live TV streaming. Have you ever seen that on your choices, Fubo TV?
Sure.
I've seen it, but I don't know that I've ever gone to it, but it's now being merged with Hulu and live TV. I've seen that one, but I've never gone to it either on my YouTube, on Roku, excuse me. When I go to Roku, those are some of my choices. So this is so confusing, I'm not even going to try. But Fubo will be able to have ESPN and ABC and the Disney-owned channels and all that. They're going to be the second biggest one behind YouTube. TV. Whew. I don't know all that. By the way, speaking of streaming, today is the beginning of the documentary on Jerry Springer. It is called Springer Fights Camera Action. It is the story of the worst TV show of all time. And Jerry Springer, I got to talk to him a few times. He was very personable. He was the great, because he was a broadcaster, so he knew how to be a great guest. He was not the devil, but he was the ringmaster of a Roman party, basically, with fat babies and bad people and you name it. They were on there. They were ahead of their time.
Smart guy, no question. A lot of folks don't know that prior to being a salacious talk show host, and changing television, frankly, he was the mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was not for very long, but
was the most boring job he ever had, though.
Is that right?
he went to an escort service and charged it with his credit card with his name on it, and that somehow got revealed, and he wasn't mayor.
Sounds like a former.
Sounds like a
Nashville mayor.
Well, about to say, or sounds like a. A coach of the Alabama football team that never coached a game. Mike Price.
Mike Price.
Yeah, Mike Price. That's a very famous asterisk.
And the mayor I'm thinking of, you actually had a mayor in Nashville one time. His name was Bill Boner.
Oh, well, another mayor that got – well, he didn't – he just lost. Bill Boner just – remember, he had a wife that – and Bill played – or she played the harmonica or something, and Phil Donahue had them on there, and – yeah, it was a longer story. But the other mayor got caught with her security guy.
Oh yeah,
doing the wild thing in the cemetery in the morning. They would go to the cemetery and do the hokey pokey, and then they'd go to work.
The New Orleans mayor.
She complained about him being stiff. I remember. Is it okay to say that?
Yeah. Well,
stiff. No. Same, the dead people.
Same thing's going on with the New Orleans mayor now. She had an affair with her bodyguard,
security guard.
Yeah, he he's under indictment, and I said she's not far.
That sounds like the Atlanta DA.
Well, that's right. Fannie was doing the hokey pokey with another lawyer there. A lot of hokey pokey. You know, you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
That's what it's all about. There you go.
Precision Camera and Video. What's all about is taking good pictures, and they're going to help you if you want the help. And if you just want to, you know, buy a lens or buy a filter or whatever it is, they're going to help you do that too. And if you want to go to a class because you want to learn, say you're shooting sports photography and you want to start shooting weddings or portrait photography, well, they got that class for you on that. Or you want to learn how to do anything just about with a camera, they've got a class for it at one time or another. Of course, they've got beginning, intermediate, and advanced classes in whatever it's Canon or just Nikon or whatever. In specialty, they've got everything. This is really the everything from A to Z, and then that's not kidding. Classes, rentals, repairs, anything with photography, anything you can print. They print stuff there. They print stuff big. They print stuff small. They'll take all those prints that are hanging around in the shoebox in your closet and put those on some kind of digital file, which you need to do. And there's just, you know, there's no end to, if they can't do it, they'll find out how. I guarantee you, or took you where you can. So precision-camera.com is their website, and it's really, really best website I've seen for a place. If you're listening to us way out of town, yes, they do mail order stuff, and they've got all those things pictured where you can look at them online. They're really amazing at precision-camera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And now, with page two of the Jimmy Carter Report, we return you to Jimmy Carter.
The Consumer Electronics Show is underway now in Las Vegas. And this is one of the biggest conventions they have there all year. I think like 15,000 or more people are there. And they got everything. I mean, everything you can imagine with AI and some things that you probably can't. Tomorrow is Elvis Presley's 90th birthday. They're underway with celebrations there in Memphis, and they'll do a bunch of them tomorrow. It's cold in Memphis, too. I think the low this morning was in the 20s and feels like 18, 19, something like that degrees. The Golden Globes, they did well. That was not something I was prepared for. They made like 10 million was the rating, and that's from the first time we're looking at it. I think it was Nikki Glaser, the bombshell that was the stand-up person. I think that she kept people watching because it sure wasn't people waiting to see Adrian Brody on The Brutalist.
I mean, and he's a name that at least some people knew.
We kind of knew who he was. But yeah, all this other stuff, you didn't have any clue about what was going on. So anyway, there were some stars on there, but whatever it was time, and they were competing with Sunday Night Football that got like 28 million. So it was a big number for that as well. Of course, the weather is the top story in the country this morning. They're in the deep freeze and up to their cuckoos in snow in the northeast. A lot of flights were delayed yesterday, but they pretty much got through it. I think the big deal is this coming weekend and the timing on this snow that's expected from Dallas, you know, all the way to Duluth and then on over, you know, into the New York and everywhere else. Now, Nashville and Dallas are both predicted to get maybe 7 or more inches of snow, which would be a big deal because those places get snow, but not every day. Now, when that snow happens, affects you all going to the football game. And I don't know the timing lately on that, but I guess that's something you really got to watch because you really don't want to be there with snow going on.
Yeah,
have you heard anything more specific about?
Yeah, the real issue is going to be, especially in the Dallas area, is going to be Thursday. But if they do get 2 to 6, 7 inches of snow, depending on the temperatures, how much of that is ice as you go north? Well, it's a Friday game at 6:30 p.m. This temperature's starting to trend in Austin in a way where right now it's beginning to look like it won't be an ice event here. But again, there's that, as you know, what I call the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone, somewhere just south of Waco, and that's where everything stops or changes. And then it's looking like this could be an issue for thousands of people.
You really got to be smart on something like this, because just look at what people were doing in North Carolina, and those people are somewhat, you know, into knowing what to do in bad weather like that. Where when you start icing around, I mean, when it rains and then the rain turns to ice, and then on top of that is snow. I don't care how macho you are, how many pickup trucks you got with four-wheel drive, whatever, you can't do it. You can't do it. And I don't know of anybody in Texas, unless you live in Amarillo, that has chains on their pickup truck. So, but what you also got to do is what happened to me when I had my four-wheel drive in Nashville on one of these snow events. I'm going to pick up Charlie Chase to take him to work at our TV station. So I'm bounding Brentwood, going over the hills, and I said, boy, this is great. Four-wheel drive's got me going. And then some jackass started backing up a hill. And so I had to put on the brakes.
Uh-oh.
And whenever you got to put on the brakes, when that goes, here we go. And so that person backing up hit me going forward and damaged me and them too a little bit. But that's not fun. So you just don't want to be out there on that luge track if it turns into one. So be very prepared. And if you're going to do it, make sure you read what the Yankees do. Carry blankets in the car, you know, and other things that can keep you protected until somebody can come and help you. But I don't know. That's going to be a tough call, a really tough call for a lot of families on that storm. Take it seriously, though. And that's all I got to say.
Very good, Jimmy. Well, we'll do it again tomorrow, Wednesday morning, right here, same time, same station.
That's it.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You can do this.
I can do it. Hold on. I'm trying to decide. You want to go with We Are Family?
There we go.
For the transition there.
Okay.
Because we are family.
Yep.
The audio radiance of 95.9, including Jimmy Carter, Dennis Ferris, Eric Raines, who's not here, and of course, we are family. Oh, they were supposed to start singing there, weren't they? Oh, I think I have a loop. There you go.
That's all right.
Or Alzheimer's, one or the other. It could be. Thank you, Jimmy. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a few minutes, a whole bunch more with our guest, Dennis Ferris, including the fact that, and frankly, this has the opportunity to not only be informative, there they are, but slightly entertaining. I kid you not, today is National Pass Gas Day. And when you hear the facts, you might possibly be amazed. Stay tuned to Texas Country.
KKMJ HD3 Austin. K240EL Austin. This is Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.